Law number six, the law of solid ground. Trust is the foundation of leadership. How important is trust for a leader? It is the most important thing. Trust is the foundation of leadership. It is the glue that holds an organization together. Leaders cannot repeatedly break trust with people and continue to influence them. It just doesn't happen. As a nation, we have seen our trust in leaders go up and down during the last several decades. Watergate certainly took its toll on the American people's confidence in leadership. Trust in President Richard Nixon became so low that he had no choice but to resign. He lost his ability to influence. Bill Clinton was a remarkably gifted leader, but questions of trust undermined his leadership. The corporate scandals of the 1990s shook people's confidence in business leadership. Reports of sexual harassment at the military academies undermined confidence in leadership in the armed services. And the incidents of abuse in the Catholic Church disillusioned many people with its leadership. Leaders cannot lose trust and continue to influence others. Trust is the foundation of leadership. That's the law of solid ground. Trust is like change in a leader's pocket. Each time you make a good leadership decision, you earn more change. Each time you make poor decisions, you pay out some of your change to the people. All leaders have a certain amount of change in their pocket when they start in their new leadership position. Whatever they do either builds up their change or depletes it. If leaders make one bad decision after another, they keep paying out change. Then one day, after making one last bad decision, they suddenly and irreparably run out of change. It doesn't even matter if that last blunder was big or small. At that point, it's too late. When you're out of change, you're out as the leader. In contrast, leaders who keep making good decisions and keep recording wins for their organization build up change. Then, even if they make a huge blunder, they still have plenty of change left over. How does a leader build trust? By consistently exemplifying competence, connection, and character. People will forgive occasional mistakes based on ability, especially if they can see that you're still growing as a leader. And they will give you some time to connect, but they won't trust someone who has slips in his character. In that area, even occasional lapses are lethal. Whenever you lead people, it's as if they consent to take a journey with you. The way that trip is going to turn out is predicted by your character. With good character, the longer the trip is, the better it seems. But if your character is flawed, the longer the trip is, the worse it gets. Why? Because no one enjoys spending time with someone he doesn't trust. A person's character quickly communicates many things to others. Here are the most important ones. Character communicates consistency. Leaders without inner strength can't be counted on day after day because their ability to perform changes constantly. If your people don't know what to expect from you as a leader, at some point they won't look to you for leadership. Character communicates potential. Weak character is limiting. Who do you think has the greatest potential to achieve great dreams and have a positive impact on others? Someone who is honest, disciplined, and hardworking, or someone who is deceitful, impulsive, and lazy? It sounds obvious when it's phrased that way, doesn't it? Poor character is like a time bomb ticking away. It's only a matter of time before it blows up a person's ability to perform and the capacity to lead. Why? Because people with weak character are not trustworthy, and trust is the foundation of leadership. Character communicates respect. When you don't have character within, you can't earn respect without. And respect is absolutely essential for lasting leadership. How do leaders earn respect? By making sound decisions, by admitting their mistakes, and by putting what's best for their followers and the organization ahead of their personal agendas. I mentioned Watergate and the various public scandals that have undermined the public's confidence in leaders during the last 30 years. But the event that I believe began to erode the public's faith in the nation's leaders and develop strong skepticism in the country was the war in Vietnam. The actions taken by members of the Johnson administration, the mistakes made by Robert McNamara, and their unwillingness to face and admit those mistakes broke trust with the American people. They violated the law of solid ground, and the United States has been suffering from the repercussions ever since. If you experienced those war years, you may be surprised to know that in the beginning, American support for the war was very strong, even as the number of troops being sent overseas rapidly increased and the casualties mounted. By 1966, more than 200,000 Americans had been sent to Vietnam, yet two-thirds of all Americans surveyed by Lewis Harris believed that Vietnam was the place where the United States should stand and fight communism. And most people expressed the belief that the United States should stay until the fight was finished. But support eventually eroded. The Vietnam War was being handled very badly. On top of that, our leaders continued the war even after they realized that we couldn't win. But the worst mistake of all was that McNamara and President Johnson weren't honest with the American people about it. And because trust is the foundation of leadership, it ultimately destroyed the administration's leadership. In his book, In Retrospect, McNamara recounts that he repeatedly minimized American losses and told only half-truths about the war. For example, he says, "Upon my return to Washington from Saigon on December 21, 1963, I was less than candid when I reported to the press. I said we observed the results of very substantial increase in Viet Cong activity, which is true. But I then added, we reviewed the plans of the South Vietnamese, and we have every reason to believe that they will be successful, an overstatement at best." For a while, nobody questioned McNamara's statements because there was no reason to mistrust the country's leaders. But in time, people recognized that his words and the facts weren't matching up. And that's when the American public began to lose faith. Years later, McNamara admitted his failure. "We of the Kennedy and Johnson administration who participated in the decisions on Vietnam act according to what we thought were the principles and the traditions of this nation. We made our decisions in light of those values, yet we were wrong, terribly wrong." Many would argue that McNamara's admission came 30 years and 58,000 lives too late. The cost of Vietnam was high, and not just in human lives. As the American people's trust in their leaders deteriorated, so did their willingness to follow them. Protests led to open rebellion and to society-wide turmoil. The era that had begun with hope and idealism characterized by John F. Kennedy ultimately ended with the mistrust and cynicism associated with Richard Nixon. Whenever a leader breaks the law of solid ground, he pays a price in his leadership. McNamara and President Johnson lost the trust of the American people, and their ability to lead suffered as a result. Eventually, McNamara resigned as Secretary of Defense. Johnson, the consummate politician, recognized his weakened position and he didn't run for re-election. But the repercussions of broken trust didn't end there. The American people's distrust for politicians has continued to this day. No leader can break trust with his people and expect to keep influencing them. Trust is the foundation of leadership. Violate the law of solid ground, and you diminish your influence as a leader.